You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Strowman. I'm excited. I've got two really, really special former Tar Heel football players in the studio with me, T.J. Thorpe and M.J. Stewart. Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So we're going to have a little conversation around where you've been, how you got to where you are, and, of course, looking forward, playing professional football and then life after football. So let's start off with you, T.J. I know a lot of people in the Tar Heel Nation, they know your background. They've kind of wondered about when you went off and put on that orange and blue, which I also love, and then you've been playing professional football. Tell us a little bit about where it started, where you grew up, and how you got started with football.
Okay, so I was originally born in Atlanta, Georgia. Spent a little bit of time there, and then I moved to Cary, North Carolina. Might have been there for a couple of years, and then came to Durham. And so I went to Jordan High School and played in the Triangle. And then 2011, I graduated early from high school and enrolled in January with Coach Davis and his staff, and did that semester and, you know, the rest, you know, played it as a freshman, redshirted my sophomore year due to injury, and then just kind of never really got back to where I wanted to be, I guess. Just a whole, you know, slew of injuries here and there that just kind of derailed my career. But, you know, graduated from the university, went to UVA, and just wanted a fresh start. Somewhere, you know, where I could be close to my family, but, you know, away from where I had been my whole life pretty much. So after that, I got an opportunity with the Eagles.
Yes.
In Philly, and I enjoyed my experience.
That's my hometown.
Uh-oh. But, yeah, then after that, you know, I was granted another opportunity with the Redskins in training camp, did really well. Got cut eventually, but, you know, just kind of trying to stay on my toes and figure out what the next step was after that. And, you know, the next thing for me was the Canadian Football League. You know, there were a lot of questions around my health and me taking a year off from football. So, you know, I played this season up there. My rookie season did pretty well for myself.
Which team?
I actually was with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And then now I am with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and back on the team with Marquise Williams. So
Yes. That's
an experience.
So before we jump to where you are today, so did you play all sports when you were little, or you were always real rough and pushing people over and you knew football was going to be the one?
A little of both. I was actually really a two-sport athlete. I ran track, but I was a basketball, football guy. So I started off, basketball was really the first sport that I really picked up. And I played that from the time I was four till the end of high school when I decided not to play basketball anymore. I was pretty successful. I was asked to play both at Virginia and NC State.
Wow.
Back when Sidney Lowe was coaching.
Yes.
And Dave Lato.
Yes.
So it was, you know, I had a lot of options, but ultimately football was the one thing that I couldn't go without. So that was my, and I had more offers in football. So
I always smile when I meet football players who say they play basketball, because I've been out on the court with football players, and you guys are just, I mean, just so physical, mm-hmm. and you don't realize your strength. But when I hear a basketball player, and then he also plays football, so that means you're legit. So I'll take that. All right, MJ, so how about you? Tell us where it all started, where you grew up, and how you got into this football, the world of football.
Okay, I was born in Arlington, Virginia. Shortly after I was born, I moved to Philly with my mom, lived there for
a few years. Amazing, this Philadelphia, Virginia, North Carolina thing.
Yeah, and then lived in Philly for a few years, and then moved back to Arlington with my father. Stayed there until I came to college. Wasn't heavily recruited out of high school, probably had like, you know, I was blessed to have about 10 to 13 offers, somewhere in their ballpark. You know, so I was blessed in that asset. And then I graduated from high school in December of 2013 and came to college early, as did TJ. Came in January, and it's probably the best decision I've made. Played a little bit my freshman year, had some valuable snaps, but, you know, got a chance to, due to, like, coaching changes to, you know, start my sophomore year, and it's, my career just kind of, like, went from there. So, you know, I'm graduating on Sunday, pretty happy about that.
Yes.
So.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Very big. So, did you play all sports, too?
Growing up, I played football, basketball. I did track. My dad wanted me to do wrestling so bad, but I just couldn't picture myself with the tights on. So
that's funny. So you both ended up coming here early. And there are some people, pros and cons. They feel it's good to get to college early, get the experience, know how the campus operates, you get more comfortable. And then others say that you're leaving your high school experience and you're missing out all your buddies and the prom and all this stuff. Do you guys have a feeling one way or another if it worked for you or you do it again? TJ, how about you?
I would do the same thing.
Okay.
For me, it's a little different because my high school was an exit down.
Mm-hmm.
So all my buddies and friends would all use me as their outlet to get away from, you know, the house or whatever and come hang out with me. So I didn't miss out on much. I went to the prom as a sophomore, so I already experienced that and things of that nature. So for me, I was already just ready to go. Like, I wanted to be on my own and experience, you know, the next level, so to speak, and to get a jump on everybody. And just show what I could do. So, yeah, I think that was probably one of the best decisions I've made as well.
Okay. How about you, MJ?
I'm just the same. Like, I wouldn't take it back. Like, I'd do it the same thing over again. You know, for me, growing up, when I played football, I started playing when I was 4, and everybody I played against, all my friends, were older than me. They were like, at least a year.
Age 4, flag football or real, like, hitting?
I played flag, but you know, my dad put the pads on me too. I got to practice with some of the older guys, the 5 and 6 year olds. Even though I couldn't play, I still got to practice with them. So that taught me a little bit of toughness. And those guys I played with ultimately became my friends, you know, for like lifetime friends. I still talk to majority of those guys to this day. And so coming out of high school, most of my friends actually played Little League with me. And they were all older than me, like I said. So they had already graduated by the time I was a senior. So, you know, I had friends in my senior class, but, you know, my true friends were, you know, the ones who had already graduated. So, I mean, I was kind of ready to get to the next step, next chapter.
Excellent. So let's take a pause there. We'll be right back. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman with special guests T.J. Thorpe and M.J. Stewart, former Tar Heel football star. You're listening to If You Only Knew. We're in the studio with MJ Stewart, recent graduate of the university, about to go after his professional football career, and TJ Thorpe, who's a recent graduate, but now who's been actually in the league, the NFL, and now the CFL. Thanks again, guys, for coming in. How about if we go back to our conversation with your growing up and how it all got started? So talk a little bit, TJ, first about any particular teachers or instructors and coaches that really made a difference for you growing up?
I would have to say my middle school coach, Javar Branson. He just kind of, what my dad had already did, I was pretty, you know, sound with football, but he kind of helped me get more of a picture of what I wanted to be at the next level at that time, being high school and then moving forward. And he was just, you know, like I said, he showed me all the different highlight tapes, and he was still like a big brother slash mentor, because in Shepherd Middle School there were a lot of, you know, older teachers, and he was probably in his 30s at the time and, you know, kind of what I would consider to be hip. And so he just kind of got my framework of thinking a little different. And then moving forward, you know, Coach Williams, Charlie Williams.
Yes.
He was one of those guys that, you know, he was kind of like my dad away from home, and I still talk to him today. And, you know, just like some of the things that I was able to teach, you know, some of the receivers, Switz, Mac, all of them, little things that, you know, Coach Brewer did a great job with us, but just little things that Coach Williams had always gave to me, whether it be on or off the field.
Yeah.
And then just as far as teachers, you know, in college, I remember Miss Southall.
Yes.
Miss Southall and her husband.
Yes.
So I took both of them multiple times. And they were just, you know, it was just one of those things. They're genuinely just good people. And it was refreshing. I don't think I ever got to take one of your courses.
No, we followed. Mm-hmm. You were in class when I was coming in. We'd always have a little quick chat during the transition.
And so, they were, those two were probably at Carolina. Those were the two that, you know, stood out to me, always, you know, check on me for games. I was always injured, so they would always, you know, try to boost my spirit. So those would be mine, yep.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Richard Southall is at the University of South Carolina. Mm-hmm. MJ, how about you? The influences when you were little and as you got older?
I would like to start with my fourth grade teacher, Mr. Taylor. When I was in fourth grade, I was kind of a troublemaker. Actually, a really big troublemaker. So he was like kind of the first teacher to keep me in check. You know, he was, a mentor to me in elementary school. And like I said, he was the first teacher to keep me in check and kind of make me realize what I was doing wasn't the right thing. Going on to high school, one of my coaches, Michael Geeter, he was also a Carolina alum, played running back here. And he just, you know, he stayed on me always. He wanted me to be the best I could be, so he always pushed me. He never let me take a playoff. He got a chance to be on the coaching staff of my high school. He never let me take a playoff. He always critiqued me, just as my dad did, you know, and he's kind of been like a big brother to me. And going to college, I'd like to say you. I took your
Thank
class,
you.
Busy 590, but even before that, you know, ever since Jeff introduced us, I mean, you've been a big mentor, like a big sister to me, and you've always, you know, helped me out when I needed it. So I thank you for that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Shout out.
It's always good to see you all grow up so fast. I kind of feel like I'm staying young, but it's not true, because as you're getting older, I'm aging fast. Let's do a quick round. I'm just going to throw out either or, and you say which one works for you. So first off, beach or mountains? Beach or mountains? TJ?
Beach.
Why?
I just like the sun and water and sometimes the women.
There you go. How about you, MJ? Beach or mountains?
Beach by far. I'm not really a big heights guy. I do roller coasters, but, you know, as far as mountains go and high-rise buildings, I'm not really a big, big fan of those. So.
Okay. How about a luxury car or a hot rod, high performance? TJ?
Luxury.
Luxury. Any particular car?
Not really. I like Jaguars right now. I like a nice Jag. I think I get that from my dad.
Okay.
But, you know, something I can just ride in style.
Style. MJ, performance or luxury?
I'm a performance guy, you know. I call myself a speed demon. You know?
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, I try to stay within the speed limit, but sometimes, you know, my foot gets a little heavy. So, I like performance. I don't really have a certain car per se, but I do love, you know, the
going
speed
fast.
And going okay. fast.
Food. Fish or steak? Are you a big meat eater, or would you rather have a nice piece of fish? MJ?
I'm more fish. I'm not really a big steak person. Steak's been a little, you know, it's a little too heavy for me. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's chopped up and diced up and all that, I'll eat steak. But, you know, for the most part, I'm a fish guy.
Okay. TJ?
I'm a carnivore. I love steak. I mean, I will go any. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to get a steak tonight.
There you go. So I'll just close out this segment talking about eating. And so I am a pescatarian. I eat fish primarily. Don't touch the red meat, the chicken, pork, any of that. But there's been a lot of research around high-performance elite athletes like yourselves being able to perform well with less meat in your body. So your thoughts on how you all are staying in shape now. I mean, you guys look great, even though you're not, like, in the middle of a season or anything. But what are you doing to – what do you eat or things that are your favorites? Not your vice, not running to go get some French fries and a burger. But what do you guys do pretty much regularly to take care of your bodies? MJ?
I'm a big baked chicken guy. I just kind of really started that. You know, every once in a while I'll get some burgers or some fries or – you know, have some fried chicken or something like that. But I'm a big, you know, baked chicken type of guy. And that's just come on in the last few years, just knowing that, you know, it just feels better, makes my body feel better when I eat that kind of stuff. And I'm big on broccoli. Like, broccoli is my favorite green. I love broccoli. Wow. I can eat broccoli with almost anything, so.
Okay, thank you. TJ?
Well, I've done my weight goes up and down. For me, it seems like I can eat one burger and I'll be 10 pounds overweight. So I've really had to, changing my career and wanting to be more serious with football, I had to cut out a lot of the sweets and stuff like that. So I've been, you know, doing the fish and chicken, and I've tried to hold off on the red meat, even though I do, don't get me wrong, I love my steak, but you know, I try to just get that maybe once on the weekend or something, but really try to clean up. And like you said, I do like broccoli and cabbage. That's my thing.
So, very good. Well, mm-hmm. I'm a big believer in eating something green every day. Mm-hmm. So you're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. We'll be right back with TJ Thorpe and MJ Stewart. We're back with MJ Stewart and TJ Thorpe, Tar Heel football stars. You're listening to If You Only Knew. So we've talked a little bit about your growing up, your eating habits, which was a fun conversation. Let's talk about how you maintain in shape, what you do to work out when you know it's time to get in top shape. TJ, how about if you start? What's your workout routine?
For me, it just, I like for my schedule when I'm really getting into training, and I think he will see that as well. Going forward with what he's about to do. It's just, I like to make sure, one, I get enough sleep. So it starts the night before. Obviously, yeah. You want to get, well, I try to get my 8 hours as best I can. Sometimes more, it just depends. But I always like to, you know, wake up. And I want to wake up at 8:30 every morning. I'm always eating within the next hour, 30 minutes to an hour, I'm eating breakfast. And then I go out and just start running. And that's my thing. I get up and, you know, start getting everything rolling, and then that'll carry me into lunch. And then from there, you know, I just like to, like I said, every 3 hours or so, I'm putting in, like, some type of snack, whether it's just a yogurt, some nuts, you know, just anything, a little chicken breast, something just to keep my motor running. And then I like to cut myself off now, which is the hardest part. Around 8 o'clock, 9:30, which usually is about an hour before I go to bed. And that's just my biggest thing right there, is just making sure that I'm constantly on that schedule, because I know that then my body runs accordingly. I know how much energy I need throughout the day and things like that.
That's really important. It's almost like what we call grazing, mm-hmm. making sure you're eating regularly throughout the day, mm-hmm. versus these big two or three meals a day. Also, of course, I know you're drinking lots of water. You know, that's important.
I used to walk around with my gallon.
Yeah, I tried that for a while, but I just couldn't do it. But I know it's important for us to drink water. How about you, MJ? What are you doing to stay in shape?
I had to say that TJ, he has his down pat. I'm not that. I'm not like that yet, but I'll get there. But I know for me, one thing is I'm a big water guy. I don't carry around like a jug of water, a gallon of water, but anytime I am thirsty or anytime I do have a drink, you know, would that be a meal or anything else, is always water. You know, I may have, you know, a tea or a lemonade or something like every once in a while, but water's the main thing. And so, workout wise, I call myself a workout warrior. I love working out, love training. And it varies, you know, one day I might do some 45 minutes to an hour of footwork on the field. I may go in the weight room and do some like dynamic lifts, or I may do some like resistance lifts, or, you know, work on speed or something like that. But those are just the type of workouts that I do. It's not in any type of order. It's just, you know, what I feel like that day. and whatnot. So,
well, that sounds good. In fact, we've almost closing out our session here. But in terms of working out, we know the importance that you have to do it regularly. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to take a break. And that could be 3 weeks or 2 months. It's almost impossible to get that body going again. And if you do take that type of break for someone who's not an elite athlete, it is so hard to get the motivation. So we appreciate your tips and all of that in terms of how you work out. I know a lot of guys still have to lift the heavy weights. Do you all still have to do the heavy weights, or are you more about lots of reps?
I think I can speak for me, you know, transitioning from college to the training process for a combine, it's more, you know, it's more less weight, but it's more reps and more working on explosion for, you know, combine testing and things like that. So,
how about you, TJ?
I break mine up in, like, seasons. So for me, I do in a little while, so probably about January-ish, I'm going to start with the heavy lifting, trying to, you know, bulk up a little bit. And then as soon as we get, you know, near the season, so probably around March for me being in Canada, then I like to tone it down and start doing, you know, more football-related movements, explosion stuff, and then, you know, more high reps and lighter weight. So just kind of keeps my body fresh and helps me maintain, you know, what I built in that core period.
Great conversation with MJ Stewart and TJ Thorpe. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman.